Welcome back to Tonia's Kitchen on 1350 KSRO. Hope you'll find us at toniaskitchen.com. My next guest is from the Cooking Channel.
Joining me today in the kitchen is James Cunningham, and today we're talking about Eat Street. What a cool book. Recipes from the tastiest, messiest, and most irresistible food trucks. I love it. How are you today, James?
Oh, extremely well. Are you hungry yet looking at those pictures?
I really am.
You know what we did? We actually included flavor crystals in each of those pictures. So go, you can just lick those. I'm lying, but wouldn't that be cool if we did?
It really would be, wouldn't it?
Started our show a couple years ago, and we're going into season four now. Season four is premiering on Cooking Channel April 16th.
All right.
And most of the trucks that we're featuring, it's a double season. We're doing 26 episodes. Most of the trucks that we featured in episode or season four didn't even exist in season one and two. That's how new this whole thing is. So we're looking for trucks in your area. We're hoping to come back and check out some of the new exciting things happening. But they're really just popping up everywhere. It's crazy.
And you know, I think it's what's really cool about it for me is that it's not just your basic cuisine. I mean, there are some really interesting items on the menu. Let's talk about what people can find on some of the food trucks.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be things like just like your basic, nothing wrong with your basic hot dog truck or your basic fry truck, but
right. That's
completely changed. I mean, the stuff coming out of these food truck windows now is just insane. What are your favorites?
I'm not sure. I don't have favorites.
That's a good point. Neither do I.
Well, so there you go. So tell me what you find interesting.
You know what? I mean, anything that fusion really interests me. I mean, what happened when most of these trucks sort of evolved out of a unique situation? We call it the food truck revolution. So back in 2008, with a little downturn in the economy, I think a lot of really high-end experienced chefs found themselves out of work. So what do? Do you try and open your own restaurant in the middle of a recession, or do you scrape together $20,000, $30,000 and open up your own food truck and create your own concept? So what you had is this really incredible burst of creativity where chefs could do whatever they want because they really had no, you know, there was no limitations except what their imagination. So you had all this fusion, like, I mean, Mexican, Korean, Indian-American, all these blendings of these international flavors coming together, and that's what's some of my favorite stuff that comes out of the food trucks are these examples of fusion, like taste that you've really never heard, that you've never seen before anywhere else. And that's some of the most interesting stuff. But we've got in the book, we've got everything. We've got desserts, we've got salads, we've got ultimate street sandwiches, we've got tacos and wraps. We try to cover a little bit of everything. So I agree with you. You know, I just don't have a favorite, but I'd say the fusion stuff really stands out for me.
Well, you know, like San Francisco, you can find Cuban food, you know,
exactly,
on a food truck, which is just really interesting. You know, like you said, it's not like your average hot dog.
No, not at all. No, and that's what's happening. I mean, so many of these chefs now, I mean, because they're their own bosses, and the trucks themselves are works of art as well. But they really put a lot of work into creating their recipes. Some chefs have their old staples and their standards, and they stick with one or two really good dishes. And then others change the menu every single day. There's really no consistency with the trucks, which I just love. I mean, every time we think we found our favorite truck, we go to the next truck, and it just becomes our new favorite truck. It's just unbelievable the creativity, Tonya.
And how is it mingling with all the chefs from all the different trucks?
Well, I think that to have a food truck, you have to be a bit of a personality to begin with.
Yeah.
But the folks that we feature on our show are just so passionate. I mean, they're just nut bars about food. There's foodies, and then there's street foodies. And these guys and gals, I mean, like they know what they got themselves into. These guys work hard. I mean, I've yet to talk to a food truck owner who puts in less than 60 to 80 hours a week. I mean, running a food truck is a serious commitment of your time and your energy, so you have to love what you do.
No, you definitely have to have a passion.
Folks that we've met, I mean, I'm so blessed, Tonya. I've got, next to you, I think I've got the best job in the world. I get to travel around and meet these folks and eat lots of free street food, which is just fantastic. It's been a great experience.
Well, you know, I had a conversation with the guy doing the Koji trucks in L.A.
Oh, now, many people say that, I mean, that's one of the founding fathers of food
Yeah.
trucks.
And there was some really interesting food that he was creating. It was just unreal.
Yeah, he was one of the first guys to come out and say and to show what was possible from a food truck. He really began to warp the perception of what a food truck was and what you could make and prepare. I mean, a lot of these food truck owners, they have commissary kitchens. So not everything is prepared and made on the truck. It's mostly served on the truck. But, I mean, there's all kind. I mean, we've come across all kinds of things. I mean, we've come across converted semi-trailers where people have had, you know, full, like, you know, 48 chicken rotisseries, like, in a food truck. I mean, we've come across converted fire trucks. Like, the creativity and what people are doing with their trucks and their food is just, it's truly limitless. I mean, it's really, really fascinating to see. It's just unbelievable.
The cool thing is, you know, you come out of a show, for example, and you see a really decorative truck. It catches your eye, so you want to go right there and find out what they're serving.
Exactly.
And that's what he was telling me about the Kochi trucks. He said, you know, they're there till all hours of the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, most food trucks begin their service for, I mean, unless you're a breakfast truck or a brunch truck, but most food trucks go all day. They start around the lunch service, and then they go well into the night. I mean, these guys, like I said, these guys are hardworking for sure. But having the mobility and the freedom to walk around, to drive around with a food truck, it's great. Social media plays a huge, huge role in this, too. And I think, I don't know if you touched on that, but the advent of having Yelp and Twitter and Facebook, and to be able to build your own sort of your following, what most food trucks are experiencing now is they can tweet their locations ahead of time, and they can pull up, and there'll be crowds of 30 and 40 people already waiting for them. So it's really transformed the business.
You know, isn't that cool? I mean, years ago, who would have ever thought that we'd be at that point, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's such a new thing. Most of the municipalities all over North America, I mean, they're still kind of struggling. Like, a lot of the smaller towns and cities are still struggling on how this whole food truck phenomenon is going to, you know, play a role and fit in, because you know, local restaurateurs are saying, oh, it might affect business, and but I mean, there's really great examples all over North America. I mean, Austin, Texas being one, Portland, Oregon being a great city, where they've really used food trucks as a proper tool, and they've sent, you know, these gourmet trucks out into underserved areas, and as a result, it's really transformed the area. So I mean, you know, but with the advent of technology, the whole food truck thing is so new. People are just you're trying to figure out how to work it in. I mean, so it's a really interesting you know, time. I mean, I think our show could not have happened at a more interesting time. We're right on the cutting edge of this phenomenon. It's just so exciting. I mean, the trucks keep on popping up and popping up. We haven't even scratched the surface yet.
We're talking with James Cunningham, host of the Cooking Channel's Eat Street. So, speaking of the show, what else can we expect?
Oh, in our upcoming season?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What can we expect? I can't give too much away, but it's going to be delicious. It's going to be messy. you'll see me. We've gone. What have we got coming up? It's all good. I can't say, like I said, I can't pick favorites.
You don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
I can't let too much out of the bag, but I'll tell you, there are some shockers. There are some trucks that, I mean, now, and the funny thing is, most of these trucks that we're featuring in season four didn't even exist in season one and two. So if you were impressed about the trucks in the first few seasons, you haven't seen anything yet, because these food truck owners got the ideas for most of their truck from watching seasons one and two. So just to see the magnification of this creativity and the type of food coming off these trucks is it's a really great season. We've had a lot of fun. There may be an Elvis costume or two. I may have dressed up as Elvis once or twice. I'm not going to let too much out there. But.
So, James, you must spend a lot of time on the road just checking out all these trucks.
You know what? I'm very blessed. I have the greatest job in the world. I meet these great food truck owners. We travel around. And, of course, when you show up with cameras from the Cooking Channel, all the food's free. So, Tonya, it's... I spend a lot of time working out, because I eat way too many calories.
You get to eat a lot, but that's the whole great thing about it. Now, what's the website for the show?
The website is Eat Street. You can reach us now. I mean, you can check out the cookingchannel.com, but we're Eat Street. You can Eat Street tweet us, which is Eat Street tweet. That's our international Twitter address, and then of course you can just check us out at Eat Street on the Cooking Channel. And eatstreet.com.
And then the cookbook is great, because all the recipes come to life.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and I should say, if you're going to buy the book, those flavor crystals, that was just a joke. So don't. I hope your listeners aren't too upset about that.
But I hope
we spend a great deal of time, and our DOPs in the show, they really know how to shoot food. I mean, like, wow. I mean, I'll be there at a truck, and I'll be holding a sandwich, and then I'll see the show. And I'll go. I don't even recall that being that looking that good in life. It was so the way they shoot that food. So the pictures in the book are just, they jump off the page. And I'll tell you, don't buy the book on an empty stomach.
Well, you know, it's really been a pleasure chatting with you, James. We're talking with James Cunningham from the Cooking Channel's Eat Street show. Thanks so much for your time,
Tonya. Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
All the best.